Actually, the Ibuka not happy with revisionist remarks that made by Victoria Ingabire when she came to visit Kigali Genocide Memorial Center. Should be a place.
So, Freddie, why is Ibuka not happy?
Ibuka is not happy because of the revisionist remarks that made by Victoria Ingabire when she came to visit Kigali Genocide Memorial Center. She should understand that Kigali Genocide Memorial Center is a place of respect, a place where people come and pay respect of the victim of genocide, a place for reflection, a place where people should come and learn from the history, from the sad history that went through during genocide. It's not a place where people come to express their point of view on the politics in the country. It's not a place where people can come and express their ideas of genocide and their ideas of revisionism. So we were not happy because of those remarks that she made, which is full of denial of genocide. So we were not happy for that.
Freddie, but isn't Rwanda practicing freedom of speech that is enshrined in the country's constitution?
Yeah, she should speak her mind, but something that should not be speakable, like when genocide have been, the UN actually have recognized genocide against Tutsis in this country. So to say and openly that they have been double genocide is denial of genocide, and you have law against it, that she should be actually face the justice, because this is not acceptable at all. Yes, but in the constitution as well, there is the law said is very clear that those people who will deny genocide, they will be punished. So she know what is in the constitution, but she made wrong statements, and she knows about it, and she's a politician.
So is Ibuka going to ask the Justice Minister, Tharcisse Karugarama, to look into what you claim to be revisionist or insensitivity to the country's genocide?
I think so. We are in the process. We are asking actually to get it right, because the fact that she came and she stand on the mass graves and she said those kind of words is a big insult to against genocide survivors. It's a mockery to the victim of genocide. Actually, we should take her in front of justice, because we are not happy about what she's saying. And actually, this we are in a process. We need to talk to the people in the justice system. And we need to get our right.
When do you suggest to do this? Because her supporters are saying that you are taking a political angle against her because you seem to be siding with the ruling party.
I think the time is not fixed yet. We're still in the process. But of course, what she's doing. She had a very wrong startup when she touched on a very sensitive issue on genocide. She should actually, if she's talking about genocide, this is, should not mix on other things she's feeling in her mind. So we are in the process, and the survivors will go and consult other people who are actually experts on side of justice system. And of course, she need actually to explain why she's talking about all these things when she's standing on mass graves. This is an insult. It's an insult against genocide survivors, actually.
Have you presented your grievances to her to explain to her your position so far?
We don't know where she is now, but we need to ask. We don't know where she is. We need actually to ask the government. We need to ask people in justice system, and we don't even have to talk to her, because she said what she believes, and we need actually to look for our right for her at all.
So you think the statement she made means she is denying that genocide ever happened in Rwanda?
No, she didn't say that. What she said is that genocide. She put some conditions on if you are on the progress on the memory of genocide, on the reconciliation. She's making conditions that the other killings of Hutus should be recognized. Yes, people died. Yes, Hutus died during genocide. But this was not genocide. This is the war crime. And the war crime is handled differently with genocide. So genocide should be clearly understandable in her mind, and the war crime should be separate to what she believes in her mind. So we are against on her statement about this one. So she should actually follow and understand what the law says.